interest. Commissioners, do any commissioners have items of interest?
No.
I do. I have been meaning to hand out the current copy of the 2020 Guide to Design Review for ages. So I'm giving you all hard copy right now. This is the last final chance to make comments.
Thank you. Yellow paper, yellow paper, so I can't lose it.
So I have received comments from Brian, Jessica, Stacy Monroe, Chandra, and Zeri. And their comments have mostly been incorporated. In some places, they conflicted. But most issues have been addressed. So if everybody reads it and sends me their comments by next Thursday, we'll get the final on the website.
Great. And I have just a quick item. Thank you again for three Thursdays in a row in January for doing hearings. They are exhausting. I realize that. We're doing everything I can to not make it four hearings in a row. And I won't scare Chandra, but there was one time where we had five Thursdays in a row. And
month.
We all went, everybody went to pieces. Laura went to pieces. I went to pieces. Commissioners ran out of the room. It was horrible. So I am truly thankful. That said, we are ending early. That said, meaning I'm very thankful. We're ending early. The Fat Cart is at 420 Southwest College. Please join us. Fried tofu, all kinds of flavored things. Love to see you there. Part of this, we invited staff as well, which I really hope they all can attend. It's kind of like the retreat that we haven't had in a while, but those kinds of retreats are a little bit more fun. You don't get to see them as much as I do or I see you. So that's kind of, for me, that's the whole point. Among other things, we hope we could have a little more open discussion about stuff. So that's all I have.
Okay.
One time you were talking about a retreat possibly over the bakery building. What's happened with that? Is that going anywhere?
Or I haven't forgotten. And actually, Commissioner Don, I was hoping to talk to you about timing that when you and I have a conversation one-on-one, which I know you mentioned last hearing, and I haven't had a chance to think about it. So maybe you and I could talk next week.
And we need to schedule it in advance. Yes. I just want to make sure
understood.
That it's done.
Yeah, and if I had to throw it out right now, I guess on that note, we did make a decision to push the State of the City out till summer. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting down the street. So the timing to be in front of them, I think, isn't timely. Kara and Julie and I both had that conversation. It's also DOZA and all the efforts there is sucking all the oxygen and time off the table, as it should. But feathering in the State of the City really felt forced to meet a start of the year deadline, which is important, but not as important as DOZA, not as important as it's not burning you out. Sam's running out the door.
Hey, what are the chances we will see Cassie this afternoon?
She invited and said yes.
Excellent.
So she will be there.
Excellent.
Cassie Ballou, Chandra, I don't think you've had a chance to meet her. Wonderful new mom. I don't think baby will be with.
Oh.
But
human mom, not dog mom or cat mom.
Sorry. Human mom with human baby. So she used to work on our team, and when we had a layoff bumpy thing last March, she transitioned to the Bureau of Plain Sustainability, which is great for us because she's assigned to work with design guidelines, and so she's behind the scenes helping us do that kind of stuff. So yes, she will be there.
Excellent.
That's all I have.
Like,
10:30,
and I was like, that
oh yeah,
is that legit?
It was legitimately temporary.
Good.
It's since moved. It went out to March. It was an issue of timing and code dates. We didn't want to leave it off the agenda to maintain connectivity of posting. It was the Alamo.
Yes, it happens every once in a while. Something appears on the agenda that you know is going to move because it's just not a tenable.
Yeah.
Well, time and
nice
duration.
Well, it's nice to know that you're reading the agenda. Several commissioners called an alarm. Commissioner Brian sent three different kinds of emails in three different kinds of ways, freaking out. And he's not here today, but I calmed him down. He's fine.
Yeah, those are brutal. Ouch.
No, so in all seriousness, we target 6:30 as a cutoff. So when we plug and play this stuff, the case before, we just slid out because the 6th is too early, the 13th is booked, the 20th is the next available date. And the next two dates in March are booked. So we're not, you know, so it's busy. But we try and feather it in. That's also why, on an aside, it's also why we take a little bit of time, like my comments on the other one, to kind of ferret out a little bit more detail. That extra 10 minutes we spent doing that potentially saves a whole hearing if we could get a little bit more clarity and information out of you, which is really helpful.
All right, I think we're all good.
All right. Thank you very much.
It's 5:00 and we are adjourned.